This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Valla. Colorado air regulators have shut down an oil and gas site near Fort Collins, and officials say it's the first time they've closed a facility in over a decade. CPR's Sam Brash reports.
Von Bortz lives near an oil and gas facility operated by Prospect Energy. 5 years ago, he noticed a stench of rotten eggs nearby. Soon after, he started to struggle with headaches and nausea. State inspectors later confirmed the tanks were releasing hydrogen sulfide, a dangerous air toxin.
For the longest time, I was afraid to open my windows. A little scared, but if they can get in compliance and all that, that's great.
Air pollution regulators ordered the company to cease operations at the site after it repeatedly failed inspections over the last 2 years. Prospect Energy did not reply to requests for comment. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Three alcohol-related measures will appear on the November ballot. One will ask voters if wine should be sold in supermarkets. Grocers say this is convenient and what customers want, but liquor stores are worried this will hurt their bottom line. The other two measures relate to third-party delivery of alcohol and expanding liquor licenses. And CSU basketball legend Becky Hammon has been named the WNBA Coach of the Year. Her Las Vegas Aces have the best record in the league this season, and just her first year as head coach, Hammon holds many scoring records at CSU. Highs near 90 around Denver today. This is CPR News and KRCC.